Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. How you doing? It's Anthony Rizzo. Anthony's one care.
Hey, Anthony. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. How was your weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Busy. Friday, end up staying at the yard all day and fixing equipment and getting stuff ready for renovations. And then it's a little busy weekend. Not bad, though.
You know, get a chance to watch any football?
But yeah. All day yesterday. I don't like that.
I hear you guys had that. Are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan?
Yeah, Giants fans, yep.
That nice comeback win against New Orleans.
Yeah, nice, good game, you know?
Yeah. I actually had Rashad Jennings in one of my fantasy leagues. I was hoping that he would have run in that last touchdown.
Yeah, they had him on Sports Talk this morning. They were asking him, were you upset that you weren't in? He's like, hey, it's up to the personnel, whatever's working. They had in there with working, and, of course, to keep the peace. He's like, as long as we win,
Right. But, I know fantasy. Yeah, honor, he wasn't in there.
Yeah, I got Shane Vereen, so I was like, last second, I took him out, and they got the backup running back, who's doing better than the starting running back in Atlanta, this guy Coleman.
Yeah.
Started him, and he ended up getting a touchdown there at the end. I'm like, nice.
Yeah, because I have Freeman in a couple of leagues, and I sat him this week just because Coleman's just been kind of basically taking over his position.
Yeah, I'm in a 14-man league. I took Coleman, the 12th pick or something because nobody knew who he was or whatever. I took a chance on him. There's nobody else left that with a 14-man league at that. And I picked him, and everybody's like, oh, we wanted to pick him. We forgot about him. I'm like, you never know, and he's turned out to be good.
Yeah, he's kind of genius. I don't know what to do with Freeman at this point.
Yeah, the splitting, it's tough, Nowadays in the leagues, the running backs, with the split carries and this and that.
Yeah.
It's tough for running backs,
Totally.
Have a guy, they don't do 30 carries anymore,
Yeah, and they're kind of like a dime a dozen now, Because they're...
Yeah, right,
It's tough.
It used to be like, pick running back first, because there's not too many, And now it's like, you get your top couple, and I think I picked Gurley, my first pick, and I was in a 12th pick on a 14-man league.
Yeah.
Let me just secure him, and he's doing crap now, so.
Yeah, I had him starting in a league, too, and he has done absolutely nothing, man. He's been just disappointment. But I was reading, don't do anything for, 3 to 4 weeks just to see, what's going on,
Yeah, that's why. I'm in with a bunch of younger guys, and that's, they have no – they're all like 23, 24, as my brother was friends. They have nothing else going on, so they're trading this and that. I keep my thing until, I don't do nothing until, the eighth week, and I'm like, oh, shit, this guy got hurt. Now there's nobody, and then I either have a great team or I totally suck, so. these guys got nothing else to think about and talk about all week,
Exactly. Hey, but not the guy.
So I just faxed over the July and August statement plus the 2015 tax return. So just look for it. I just did it before I called you.
Great. It takes about it's in a different part of the building, so they should have it over to me in about 10, 15 minutes here. I'll just put that into your file, and I'll have it submitted this morning.
Yeah, and I realized on the July statement what happened was I had a bunch of insufficient funds on there because right before my daughter got surgery, I gave my father to do a deposit for me of like $4,000 or $5,000.
Right.
And he never did it. So I wrote the checks and put them in the mail. He never did the deposit. So there's a bunch of my whole account was so screwed up in July.
Okay.
There's like 5 or 6 insufficient funds, but everything ended up getting paid. And I got some refunded, the funds due to bank. They don't refund everything because that was a stupid move, I guess, but it was just a mistake. But I don't know if you guys are going to hold that against me, but, it is what it is.
It's messed up. So the August statements will show that you bounce back, right?
Yeah. Everything's good to go now. So yeah.
Perfect.
It's my father was so upset. He's like, "I'll give you the money for them." I'm like, "Don't worry about it." He totally forgot to do the deposit for me because it was like, I knew I wasn't gonna be home for a week and a half with the surgery and stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, they will look at that, but the fact that your August statements are going to show us, a significant bounce back, I don't think they'll hold it too much against you, but, they will take that in consideration. I just want to be as up.
Yeah, it's one of those things, but, I think I was at like 115,000 so I was up to 130.
Okay.
In this one. So I went up like 15 grand year to year, and already this year I'm already up like 30, 40,000 already. So.
Nice, man. Congratulations.
but I'm already talking to my accountant, my guy, to say, listen, I think everything's got to go on the books, man. You know, I'm like, I want to expand. I mean, cash is good, but it's so stressful getting these guys cash every week. And if I could just sit there and write 7 checks to my guys and not run around begging for my money, my cash, you know, it's getting stressful,
it
man.
So, yeah, it'd make things so much easier for you and everybody involved.
So my new accountant's yelling at me, but I'm like, but listen, I'm not like an, you know, I'm not a corporation office where everything's on the books and this and that. Like, my guys are Spanish. They need cash. You know, they won't work for me
for full
pay, you know, on the check. They, you know, it's just the way it is on Long Island. I mean, it's like that everywhere, but,
you know,
let's talk.
Yeah, I worked in construction for 12 years, and I understand what you're talking about as far as getting your guys paid. You know, some of them don't have bank accounts. Some of them aren't even from this country kind of thing. So, but you got to pay them, and cash is king, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to sit down with them. Like, they're good guys. They're experienced guys. I'm like, listen, just get your working papers. If you need a little money, I'll lend you a little money. Just get your working papers. Because, you know, if Trump gets in office and he starts busting balls here and there, and then eventually gets to you guys, I said, you guys are going back to your country, man.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
I'm like, just be serious. I'll give you, like, 80% on a check and maybe a little cash on the side. You know, I said, you do cash jobs, $3,000-$4,000 here and there. You know, just keep it on the side. But.
Right, right.
And these guys, they look at me like I got 10 heads. You know? I'm like, come on, guys, you're here. You know, you got kids. You know, like, what are you doing? Just I know it's cost a little money, a little bit of paperwork, but get it going. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, don't hey, but I just got the facts from you, so I'm looking at it right now. Everything looks good. I'm just going to package the rest of this information and send it to underwriting this morning, and I'm hoping it's usually 24 hours, sometimes 36, for us to have feedback for you, so I'm hoping either later on this afternoon or you know, at the latest tomorrow by lunch that I'll have some information for you as far as an offer.
Yeah, just give me a ring. Yeah, whenever it's ready, give me a ring.
Okay.
You know, call this number, the cell phone, the 839 number. I'll be out all day, half day work, and I got Dr. Phone 145. I'll give you a call right back.
Okay.
We'll get going to see what's up. And
excellent.
I know I sent you not so much working capital, but the finance or lease whatever equipment. I don't need a trailer anymore, but I definitely need that mortar mixer. So I don't know if you still have the info on that in my file.
I do. I believe you do.
So no trailer. I got my other trailer fixed for like $1,800. I was like, you know what? I don't want another payment. So,
right.
I definitely want to grab a mortar mixer, whether it be through you guys or by October 15th, because I want to do my driveway and start going with this new product. I want to start installing. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Well, let's focus on getting you a little bit of capital first, and then we can jump in and get you that mortar mixer. You know.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, see how it all works out, and then we'll go from there. So.
Perfect. All right. Perfect. All right, Anthony. All right,
let me go. I gotta go pick up my daughter at preschool quick and drop her back off. It's pouring over here. It's flooding. It's
really.
Where are you guys out of?
I'm actually down in San Diego right now. We had a little bit of a tropical storm this morning, but nothing like. Saw that hurricane's kind of coming up the coast towards you guys, huh?
Yeah, I don't feel bad for you at all, actually. So I went to San Diego for 5 days, and I visited my brother-in-law, Camp Hamilton. I don't know if I told you, but
No.
Oh, beautiful, man. I didn't sweat for 5 days. Awesome.
Yeah. I really can't complain. Be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. No complaint. At all. <ever. laughs> So my brother will get out of the Marines. He comes home. He's like, oh, this is bullshit. He's like, snow. It's raining every other day, you know? He's like, I'm like, yeah, you know? But, yeah, we had the storm coming up, man. It's like freaking, I mean, it's coming down by the inches here. So nice office day, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, shoot, be safe if you got to go out and about, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, man. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Anthony. Bye.
Bye, man. Later.